live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the body of a man in his mid-40s has been recovered from the River Esk near Donegal town. Significant damage has been caused to a petrol station in Moff after it was broken into in the early hours of yesterday morning. An Innishowen councillor says better communication is needed when it comes to planning applications. And five first responder groups in Donegal are to share almost €54,500 in funding for equipment. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First to news, a post-mortem is due to be carried out on a body discovered in the River Esk near Donegal town in the early hours of this morning. The man, believed to be in his mid-40s, was pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí say the post-mortem results will determine the investigation. Significant damage has been caused to a petrol station in Moff after it was broken into in the early hours of yesterday morning. Thieves gained entry to the property sometime between 2:30 and 2:50 a.m. yesterday morning by cutting a large hole in the roof of the building. When nothing was taken, water pipes were damaged, which subsequently burst. Investigations are continuing and Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing to anyone with any information to contact Gardaí.
This was the 15th July. Between 2:30 a.m. and 2:50 a.m, so the early hours in Monday morning. Well, the alarm was activated and Gardaí attended the scene. It was discovered a large hole had been cut in the ceiling. Entries gained through this, but nothing was taken. But during the course of this, water pipes were damaged and had burst, so this is likely to spook the burglars. So if anybody's any information that might assist Gardaí's investigation, please contact Buncrana Garda Station. It's just like if you see anything late at night, you know, it was a quiet time of night as well. If you see something that just seems out of place.
Meanwhile, investigations are also continuing after business premises in Letterkenny was targeted by burglars in recent days. It's understood the criminals gained access to a property in the Ballyrain area at some stage on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning last, and made off with a sum of cash. Garda Sweeney is appealing to anyone who witnessed any suspicious activity in the area at the time to come forward.
This occurred between the 9th of July at 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. on the 10th, so this was Tuesday into Wednesday. So a window was smashed, entry was gained to the building and a small sum of cash was stolen. We're appealing to anybody who saw noticed anything, either person or vehicle in Ballyrain area that was over the course of Tuesday night into Wednesday that arose any kind of suspicion, gave you contact Gardaí, Letterkenny Garda Station.
The IMO is calling on the government to implement a major cost-saving measure agreed as part of the nurses' pay deal. A staffing framework to determine what staff are needed based on the number and condition of patients was identified as a way to save over €70 million a year. It was piloted in three Irish hospitals and proved to practically eliminate the need for agency staff. Today's Irish Times claims the cost of the nurses' pay deal had been grossly underestimated by government. However, IMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says the potential savings were overlooked.
The savings, as I read the Irish Times article today, are not included at all. And we know conservatively there are savings in the region of over €70 million a year to be achieved if the framework on nurse staffing is implemented immediately. And that's the key. They need to get on with it.
An Innishowen councillor says better communication is needed when it comes to planning applications. Councillor Rena Donaghy says traditionally planners would have contacted applicants through architects or public representatives in cases where problems arose. She says planning applications are being refused for reasons which could be resolved with a simple phone call, saving money and time.
We always had an agreement, a kind of a gentleman's agreement, that if there was a refusal in the offing, that we would be told that, listen, A, B, C or D is not right here. But in recent times, applications have been just refused without talking to the architect or without talking to us. Now, if a telephone call was made to either the public rep or the architect, then we could do something about it. We would be saving time and money for the applicant and would be saving time for ourselves and for Lifford. They're very busy in Lifford and they do an absolutely good job on planning, but there doesn't seem to be enough staff there. A few weeks back, we had two refusals, which would have meant two phone calls. and that didn't happen. The applications were refused and thrown out. And I don't think that's not the way we ever did business before, and that's not the way I believe we should be doing business.
And you believe in these cases an issue could have been resolved informally, and, you know, a question answered, a question posed in the right way, and there wouldn't have had to be a refusal ultimately?
Absolutely, absolutely. In most cases, it's not insurmountable. We can look at it again and put in a different proposal or whatever the case may be, and it can be solved without closing the application and then having to apply in the new, go with new paper announcements and so on and so forth. No, I think we would need to have better communication.
Five first responder groups in Donegal are to share almost €54,500 in funding for equipment. The money, which comes from the CLAR programme, will go towards equipping vehicles and life-saving equipment. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The largest Donegal allocation sees €35,000 given to the Northwest Immediate Care programme for the purchase of 25 defibrillators and cabinets, which will be distributed across a number of local communities in rural Donegal. Falkara first responders receive €10,000, MFI Cardiac first responders receive €4,250, Creasla Community first responders receive €2,975, and Gwydor first responders receive €2,273. Announcing the funding, Minister Michael Ring said the government wants to recognise the contribution made by community groups, and no one epitomises this contribution more than voluntary first responder groups. He said he has great respect for the volunteers that put themselves on the line in order to help others.
Serious concern has been raised over a significant number of campervans parking illegally in Bundoran. It's understood that some holidaymakers are not using private facilities available, but instead availing of regular car parks in the town. There are reports of antisocial behaviour and illegal dumping by some of those using the car parks. It's led to calls on Donegal County Council to erect barriers as a preventative measure. Councillor Michael McMahon says it's becoming a major problem for the local community and must be addressed urgently.
The camper vans arrive, quite a number of them arrive on a Friday evening, and then they're there for the weekend, you know. The point is that there is no facilities there. There's no toiletry there. And then when they leave on the Monday morning or the Sunday night, there's bags of rubbish lying at the bottom bins and clothes banks. Mm. And the council and the tidy towns have a problem then. They've got to clean the whole lot up. And also, the problem is that when they do come, they're hanging about and having parties and drinking. And it's totally unacceptable and unsatisfactory. We're in constant touch with the council about this. And I have to say, I think we are getting somewhere. We are going to put up some barriers there sooner rather than later so that these camper vans can't get in there.
The Minister for Health is denying lives are being put at risk because of the latest cervical check controversy. It's now emerged 50 women out of 800 who weren't given their results due to an IT issue have tested positive for the HPV virus. The tests were carried out at the Quest Lab in the US between October of 2018 and June this year. The 50 women affected had repeat tests done after their original ones were performed with an out-of-date test kit. But Minister Simon Harris is rejecting claims the scandal is putting their lives at risk.
Clinical information available to me is absolutely to the contrary, and I take my advice from clinicians. The clinical advice available to me is that in the roughly 50 people, those doctors were notified. There's women who are receiving information. I'd like them to receive it in an accurate way, and I'd like them to receive it from clinicians, and I'd like the information to be clinically validated and clinically related to them rather than all of us endeavouring to be clinicians.
Gardaí in Donegal have renewed their warnings about handing information over to scam callers. Today they received reports of a call being answered in the Manor Cunningham area from someone claiming to be from Air Broadband. The first digits of the caller's number were 094873. Gardaí are urging people to be wary and never provide personal details to anyone over the phone. Police in Strabane are appealing for information following reports of antisocial behaviour in recent weeks. Anyone with any information on who is involved is being asked to contact the PSNI on 101. Laura Donnelly has more.
Sergeant David McIlwain says they are aware of ongoing issues of antisocial behaviour occurring in and around the Ballyculmon estate area recently. He says whilst some of this has been reported to police, they believe other incidents are occurring and going unreported. Sergeant McElwain is encouraging anyone who has been affected by antisocial behaviour to report the matter to police in Strabane so it can be investigated. Police say everyone who is accused of wrongdoing is entitled to a fair hearing, and where we have evidence, we will work with the local community to deal with persistent perpetrators. They have, however, warned of the dangers of rumours. Sergeant McElwain also encouraged parents to make sure they know what their children are doing and where they are during school holidays. If anyone has information on who is involved, they're asked to contact the PSNI on 101.
Asylum seekers arriving to Donegal this week has been described as hugely positive for the county, with calls to house more into the future. 16 people arrived in Port Salon yesterday and are being housed in emergency accommodation on a six-month basis. Concern has, however, been expressed over the remote location and whether it's the most suitable environment for integration. But Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach is confident that those who are overseeing the move will monitor their progress closely. He says it can only benefit Port Salon and the wider Donegal area.
Certainly that hand of welcome and friendship wasn't put out for us at all times, so I think it's fantastic news. I think that we should be in a position to take far more people who find themselves in war-prone countries due to capitalism and the Western world's policies. So I think, yes, I think I very much welcome this and quite proud that we're able to house asylum seekers.
What do you think, though, about the concern that has been expressed in relation to the location they're going to stay in, quite a remote rural area with very little facilities or services there?
Well, yes, look, it's not just that there's very little services and facilities for asylum seekers, but also from people from the local locality. And I do believe that whoever is housing the asylum seekers, these are human beings. And I suppose I don't like to tag people, but I think that the people who are doing this will be well qualified and well versed and know what they're doing. Rural Ireland has declined massively over the last X amount of years, and I think people coming from whatever culture or nationality background to rural Ireland certainly is a positive. People coming to our communities with different music, different foods, different way of organising society, I think can only but benefit when there's integration done, and I think this is a very positive news.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. Match details for the final phase of games in the All-Ireland Super 8 series have been confirmed with the details. PJ Lynch.
Donegal will play Mayo at McHale Park, Castlebar, on Saturday the 3rd of August at 6pm. At the same time, Meath will play host to Kerry at Port Talson in Navan. Depending on the results of the Kerry versus Donegal and Meath versus Mayo games this Sunday at Croke Park, Donegal's trip west could be the key tie in trying to progress to a semi-final for the first time in 5 years. As things stand, Kerry and Donegal lead the way after their wins last weekend. Dublin and Tyrone are favourites to come out of Group 2, and the two counties will battle in their final game in what could be a potential fight for top spot, again depending on results this weekend. They will meet on Sunday the 4th of August at Healy Park in Oma, with throw-in at 4pm. At the same time, Cork host Roscommon at Parkyring.
And just on that fixture at Parkyrun, Parky Kiev is to have its pitch replaced next week. The surface at the Cork Stadium came in for intense criticism after chewing up badly in a league doubleheader back in February. The Cork County Board Chair Tracy Kennedy says the cost of the resurfacing has come in within the amount allowed in the €95.8 million estimate cost of the stadium, and it now means that that Super 8 meeting with Roscommon on Sunday, August 4th, has been moved from Parky Kiev to Parkyrun at 4 o'clock. The other big story today on the Gaelic Games world is that of Cian O'Neill, who is no longer the Kildare senior football manager. He says he's stepping down as boss after 4 years as they've frustratingly not reached their potential. The Newbridge man led the Lilywhites from Division 3 to Division 1, contesting the 2017 Leinster final and played in last year's Super 8s following a win over Mayo in the last round of the qualifiers at Newbridge. But a third round qualifier loss to Tyrone ended a six-game run in the championship this summer. Tiger Woods admits his game could be in a better place as he prepares to play the Open Championship this week. The American has only been at three tournaments since he turned back the clock to win his 15th major title at the Masters in April. Woods says the lack of competitive action means his game is a bit rusty ahead of the action of Port Rush.
It's not quite as sharp as I'd like to have it. I still need to get the ball shaping the golf ball a little bit better. You know, today was a good range session. I need another one tomorrow, and hopefully that'll be enough to be ready.
In soccer, Celtic boss Neil Lennon says they won't be pushed into selling Kieran Tierney. Arsenal have had two bids for the left-back rejected, with the Scottish champions looking at the £50 million Manchester United paid for Aaron at Wan-Bissaka as a benchmark. Lennon says Celtic are in a strong position when it comes to negotiations.
You know, our valuation of Kieran is correct. You know, £50 million for Wan-Bissaka is a lot of money, and we feel that Kieran's a far more experienced and well-rounded fullback at this juncture of his career, so we're not going to be certainly pushed over in any negotiations. We're in a strong position.
Kieran Trippier is on the verge of a £20 million move to Atletico Madrid. The Tottenham right-back has been given permission to speak with the La Liga club ahead of a medical. Trippier would be seen as a direct replacement for Juan Fran, who was released by Atletico at the end of last season. In cricket, the semi-final draw for the National Cup has been made. North West side Ardmore have been drawn at home to Dublin outfit Terenure. Middleton or Derry Ahi will take on Railway Union in the other semi-final. Games to be played on Sunday, August 4th. And finally, in boxing, Amir Khan looks set to face Manny Pacquiao in Saudi Arabia later this year. 40-year-old Pacquiao is due to face WBA welterweight champion Keith Thurman this Saturday in Las Vegas, but a fight with Khan is slated for November 8th, with reports that both fighters have signed on the dotted line. Next Sport in Highlands tomorrow morning after the 8 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. Sick leave in the public service cost over €380 million last year. However, the number of working days lost to sick leave has dropped from 9.2 to 9.2. The Irish Prison Service saw the highest number of days lost at just over 15, while the Office of the Secretary to the President saw the lowest number at just 2.8. Donegal County Council is being asked to take samples of the substance being spread on lawns at the Angreenan Farm in light of public concerns about the odour emanating from the area. Last week, the company denied that it is spreading chicken excrement, describing the substance as a digestate. At a public meeting, concerns were expressed about whether there is any potential health impacts as a result of the odours. Councillor Paul Canning says the council has a role to play in answering some of those questions.
I would like them to go down on any other day that they are actually spreading the digestate down on the farm. I'd like the council's, the environment section, to call down and take a few samples of the material that they are spreading. The council have actual people that do samples for water and they take them to the lab. I would just ask them in this case to concentrate on that farm and go down, take a few samples and see what is actually getting spread there to get a starting point to try and get this stopped.
The argument is that's the EPA's job.
I spoke to the EPA and he informed me that the actual air monitoring is very difficult to do, to put items in. It's all right up in, within an industrial estate or within buildings, but in an actual open field, it's very difficult for them to put items in place that can actually target and also stand over what the actual results they get. Whereas for this, would be easier because they have the substance in a jar. They go to the lab and then they test it.
In terms of the council's legal right to do so, I know officials will have to look into that. When do you hope to get a clear answer with regards to what the council's rights are in this respect?
They need to move quick on it. I've spoke to them a few times and they are, to be fair, putting all the resources they can into it and get results of some description, because there is a legal side that needs to be looked at too. They can't just walk in and take samples without the proper permission or without the proper rights.
A group representing internet service providers in Ireland believes a €3 billion national broadband plan will fall considerably short in its target of connecting every home in Ireland to high-speed internet. The Regional Internet Service Providers Association has told the Oireachtas Communications Committee it could deliver an alternative plan for €402 million. The association has called for the procurement process to be stopped and its proposals to be comprehensively evaluated. Marcus Matthews, RISPA's Managing Director, says the group's plans should be seriously considered.
Okay, fine, yeah, you'll have clawbacks and you have all these other mechanisms, but you don't know exactly how it's going to come down. I think the bottom line is you're talking in billions and we're talking in millions. And I think it's quite disturbing to me as a citizen that you would not be more prudent in terms of examining the information.
And finally, police have reissued an appeal for witnesses to a one-vehicle road traffic collision in the Spencer Road area of Derry. The crash happened on Friday, June the 28th. However, police are keen to establish the circumstances that followed. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In a statement, Constable Irvine said that at around 1am that morning, it was reported that a silver Vauxhall Vectra vehicle was on its side in the area. There were no reports of any injuries and the road was closed as a result of the incident. A man in his 30s was arrested on suspicion of a number of motoring offences. He was released on bail pending further inquiries. Police want to establish the circumstances following this incident and are appealing to anyone who can assist with their inquiries to get in touch. They are particularly keen to speak to anyone who saw a male wearing a green and white football top at the Barnwall Place area of the city, leading on to Margaret Street following the incident. Police would ask anyone who witnessed the incident or who may have dash cam footage at the time to contact police at Strand Road on 101.
For weather now, staying mostly dry for the rest of the day with some sunny spells and just a few scattered showers. Winds will be generally light or moderate and southwesterly in direction. Tonight will be mostly dry to start with some clear spells and lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a post-mortem is due to be carried out on a body discovered in the River Esk near Donegal Town in the early hours of this morning. The man, believed to be in his mid-40s, was pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí say the post-mortem results will determine the investigation. Significant damage has been caused to a petrol station in Mull after it was broken into in the early hours of yesterday morning. Thieves gained entry to the property sometime between 2:30am and 2:50am yesterday morning by cutting a large hole in the roof of the building. Five first responder groups in Donegal are to share almost €54,500 in funding for equipment. The money, which comes from the CLAR programme, will go towards equipping vehicles and life-saving equipment. And serious concern has been raised over a significant number of campervans parking illegally in Bundoran. It's understood that some holidaymakers are not using private facilities available, but instead availing of regular car parks in the town. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 16th of July. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Rosaline Rodden, Masrea Kilmacrennan. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, at 11 o'clock on Thursday, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Breslin, Carn Bray, Quigley's Point. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drum, Quigley's Point, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Agnes McDermott, Swilly View, Inch Island. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Connie Ned McBride, Maharat Clougher,
Bunbeg Donegal. His remains are reposing at Godore Funeral Home with rosary at 7 o'clock tonight. Removal afterwards to his late residence to repose. House private pleas for family only. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel, Derry Beg, tomorrow morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Maharagaran Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Maura O'Donnell, Belcritch, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at Madeline's Funeral Home. Removal this evening at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with interment afterward in Belcritch Cemetery.